This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Progressions of My Panty Fetish by JoeLucas69. How My Panty Fetish Has Developed. 2 years after I graduated from high school, when I was 19, I spent a couple of weeks visiting my buddy Kenny. Kenny and I are the same age. His family and he had moved to another town the summer after graduation. His sister, Denise, is 2 years older than Kenny. She was home from college for the summer. I always thought Denise was very sexy. While staying at their house, I had several masturbation sessions fantasizing about her and her probably C-cup tits, long legs and firm ass. I slept on another bed in Kenny's room, so my only chance to jack off was while I was in the shower. Denise was fairly casual about walking between her bedroom and the bathroom that she and Kenny shared. Several times I would catch a flash of her breasts or see her bra as she was buttoning up her shirt while walking between the two rooms. I loved it. More mental images for me to jack off to. One morning, Kenny wanted to sleep in. I heard Denise in the shower, then later she went out the front door and left in her car. I was lying in bed with my typical teenage morning wood, thinking about her. I figured I'd go have a morning shower and take care of my erection at the same time. I went in and locked the bathroom door, then stripped off all of my clothes as I prepared to get into the shower. I looked at myself in the mirror, admiring my erection and anticipating jacking off in the shower. Then in the mirror I saw the reflection of a pile of Denise's clothing over in the corner. She must have been in a rush to leave. That was the first time that she hadn't taken her clothes back to her room. Her sweatpants and a t-shirt were topped off by a sheer beige bra. I walked over and picked up Denise's bra, fantasizing about her wearing it. As I looked it over, I could see my fingers through the material. I imagined that her nipples would be easily visible through it, and my cock got harder. I lifted it to my face and sniffed. I could smell Denise's perfume. I lifted her t-shirt from the pile, and there inside her sweatpants was a pair of lacy blue panties. She must have pulled her sweats and panties off together in one motion before tossing them into the corner. I got excited and nervous. I wanted to check them out, but I didn't want to get caught. Afraid that Kenny might wonder what I was up to, I started the shower running first. Then I picked up Denise's recently worn panties. So skimpy. So light and soft. I held them up by the sides, looking at them from the outside, imagining them pulled up tight against her pussy. Then I looked at the inside. They had extra layers of material in the crotch area, and that looked damp. I touched it with one finger. Yes. It was damp from Denise's pussy. I was shaking with arousal. I'd never done anything like this before. Slowly I moved Denise's panties up to my face and sniffed. There was a sweet but musky smell arising from them. That aroma made my cock twitch and get extremely hard. I wanted to come so bad, but I also wanted to prolong the experience. I reached down and grabbed her bra again and walked over to the mirror. I stared at my extremely hard cock as I rubbed her bra over it. I was leaking pre-cum, and I hadn't even started stroking in earnest yet. With Denise's panties in my other hand, I inhaled the crotch area once more. The aroma was so sexy and so heady. As I was stroking my cock with her bra, I started to come immediately. Tossing her bra to the side, I grabbed my spurting cock and watched as I shot ropes of cum onto the mirror and all over the bathroom counter. I continued to inhale the smell of Denise's pussy that saturated her panties. As my throbbing cock subsided, I continued to sniff her pussy scent. I lowered her panties so I could look at them again. I wondered how her pussy might taste. Imagining that I was eating her out, my mouth started watering. Slowly I raised the damp material up to my mouth and tentatively licked it. A little bit salty and rather musky, the taste blended so well with the smell. I was hooked. I licked and then sucked beautiful Denise's juices as I continued to stroke my softening cock. I realized that I had already spent several minutes masturbating and playing with her bra and panties while the shower was still running. I figured that I'd better get back to Kenny's room pretty soon. I used a washcloth to wipe my cum off the mirror and the countertop. I picked up Denise's bra from the floor and saw that one cup had a big wet spot from my pre-cum. Shit! I hope she doesn't see that. I walked over to the corner to put everything back. I realized that I couldn't get it all back just like it had been. I tried to put her panties back in her sweatpants, but there wasn't any way that I could get it all back exactly like it was. I did the best that I could, her t-shirt over the pants with her bra tossed on top. I hoped she wouldn't notice anything different about it. I rinsed out the cummy washcloth as I quickly showered and then dried off. I couldn't help but being nervous, fearful that Denise would come home soon and find her pile of clothes disturbed. I returned to Kenny's room. He rolled out of bed, stretched and said, "Damn, I've got to piss! You took so fucking long in the bathroom, asshole!" He grinned as he said that, just a friendly yanking of my chain. "So stop complaining and go fucking piss, already," I replied. Since we were the only two people in the house, Kenny left the bathroom door open. I heard him pissing, then the toilet flushed. Then I heard him shout to me, "Fucking Denise! You would think my older sister would be courteous enough to not leave her dirty clothes laying around when we have a guest. She can be such a damn slob sometimes." I stepped out into the hall and saw Kenny with Denise's clothes all wadded up. He opened her bedroom door and just threw them all over her bed. Well, no worry now that Denise would figure out that I had been playing with her panties and bra. I breathed a big sigh of relief as I relaxed. A few hours later, Denise walked in her room and saw her stuff tossed around. "Kenny, you asshole! Why the fuck did you do this? Do what, sweet sister of mine? You know what? You threw my clothes all over my bed. Prick."
"Yeah, I did.
You left a mess in the bathroom. I just picked up after you.
Slut.
Don't you ever touch my things again."
"Fine. Fine."
Denise slammed her bedroom door as the conversation ended. Kenny and I grinned at each other. It was just typical brother-sister arguing. That night, I decided to take another shower and I had another jack-off, remembering the smells and tastes of sexy Denise's panties. A few years passed, but I never got the chance to use anyone else's panties. Then I got married. I did occasionally play with my wife's panties and bras. Even her pantyhose on a few occasions. But that was never as exciting as my first time with Denise's. I guess because I saw my wife's stuff every day, the arousal wasn't as great as with another girl's things. I was in the US Air Force when we married. We got stationed in Germany for 3 years. I was sent TDY, temporary duty, to a small US air base in Belgium for several weeks. Because that base was so small, there were no quarters on base for me and my team. The Air Force put us up in a small little hotel in a nearby village. At the hotel, there was a beautiful young lady, Anna, who lived there and mostly worked at the desk during the day. She was a local Belgian girl, 20 or 21 years old. She was petite with small B-cup-sized titties, a slender waist and small hips. And she was really cute and really hot. Her English was fairly good, much better than my non-existent French. She always had a smile for us when my team and I would come back in the evenings. All of the hotel staff wore black pants or skirts with white button-up shirts or blouses. Anna's blouse was fairly tight-fitting, and I could sometimes see her nipples pushing through her thin bra behind it. We'd been there about 2 weeks already, and I was really horny from being away from my wife. I might have been able to get something going with Anna. Maybe. But being recently married, I didn't want to get into a relationship with another woman. But that still didn't stop me from fantasizing about being with cute Anna. One day after work, as we came back to the hotel, I saw Anna hanging some of her laundry out to dry on a clothesline outside. There were panties, stockings, not pantyhose, and bras. The clothesline was behind the hotel near the parking area. I could see the parking lot from the window in my second floor room. I fantasized some more about Anna as I watched her hanging up her things. My panty fetish started to wake up again. A couple of hours after Anna went back inside, I looked out the window and saw that her stuff was still there on the line. I decided that I'd grab a pair of her panties to enjoy. I went out like I was getting something from the truck, and as I walked back, I checked to make sure that no one else was nearby. I reached out and grabbed a pair of her panties off the clothesline, stuffed them into my pocket, and hurried back to my room. Anna's panties were sheer, made from either nylon or silk. I knew they were hers. None of the other women at the hotel were as petite as Anna. Her panties were pale blue in color with dark blue bows sewed onto each side and at the front on the waistband. They felt so soft and smooth. In the privacy of my room, I stripped naked. I smelled her panties, but they only had the fresh scent of laundry detergent. Too bad they didn't have Anna's pussy aroma on them. Even so, my cock got stiff from the feel of her panties and me knowing that they had been tight against her pussy lips. There was a table on the wall opposite from my bed, with a large mirror over it. I stood there, looking at my hard cock as I slowly stroked with her panties, fantasizing that it was Anna rubbing them on my erection. After several minutes, I was about to orgasm. I pulled Anna's panties tightly over my cock and watched in the mirror as my cum flowed through the tight weave of thin blue material. The excitement of what I had done with her panties kept me aroused, and I jacked off into them several more times that evening, coating them with my cum. Before I went to bed, I began to feel bad about stealing Anna's panties. I didn't know what the cost of panties were, but they probably weren't cheap for a young Belgian girl. Even so, I couldn't very well return them to the clothesline in the condition they were in. Then I worried about someone finding them in my room. I looked around and noticed that the ceiling was made of suspended tiles. I climbed up onto the table and raised one of the tiles. Perfect. I laid them above the ceiling and went to bed. Every evening after we returned from work and had dinner, I retrieved Anna's panties from my hiding place. I used them to jack off, thinking about her and what we could do together. I would either come directly into them, or I would lay back on the bed and shoot my cum onto my chest and stomach. I'd wipe up my cum with her panties, and then return them above the ceiling tiles. They were starting to get a bit crusty, but I continued to enjoy them every night. I really wished that I could get an unwashed pair of Anna's panties, but the laundry room was off limits to guests, and was always locked. I didn't even know where her room was. That part of the hotel was separate from the guest rooms. A couple of days later, I saw more of Anna's things hanging out on the line. I was ready for a bit of change in my evening routine. I walked back out to our truck like before. Waiting to make sure it was safe, I finally saw my opportunity. I walked over to the clothesline and grabbed a pair of her stockings and one of her thin sexy bras. I quickly shoved the pair of stockings into one pants pocket and the bra into the other. I rushed up to my room and got her panties down from my hiding place. I stripped myself naked again. Aroused in anticipation, I laid Anna's bra,
panties and stockings on the bed in the position as if she were wearing them. I stood there by the bed and started jacking while off looking at them. But that wasn't enough, I wanted to feel the material on my cock. I picked up one of Anna's stockings and examined it. Medium tan in color, it had a darker lace top. I got excited, imagining Anna pulling them on one at a time, sliding them up onto her sexy legs and smoothing out the lace top just below her pussy. I rubbed that nylon stocking over my face, eyelids and lips, wishing that Anna's feet and legs could be on my face. My cock was very stiff, and it was dripping with pre-cum. I put the stocking top over my erection and down below my balls, then I kept pulling it on, until the entire stocking was enveloping my erection. My engorged cock head was in the tip of the stocking where Anna's toes would be. I picked up Anna's bra from the bed. It was made of really thin nylon with no padding. That explained why her nipples were sometimes visible under her blouse. It was a beige skin-like color. I rubbed it on my face and chest, imagining how it would look and feel with Anna's small titties filling those bra cups. As I moved her bra over my face, I stroked my stocking-wrapped cock with my other hand. I walked over to the mirror and watched myself jacking off. Suddenly my cock erupted, and I saw my cum fill the end of her stocking and ooze out through the mesh. As my erection subsided, I removed Anna's cum-soaked stocking from my softening cock, laid back on the bed and recovered for a while. About a half hour later, thinking about lovely Anna, I became aroused again. I stayed there on the bed and picked up her other stocking. I experimented with it, sliding it over my hard cock and tight balls. I placed the middle of it under my ball sack and crossed it over in an X pattern just below my cock. I wrapped it back down again, then I wrapped several turns tight around my cock shaft. It was tight like a penis ring, keeping my prick extremely hard. Holding the ends of stocking in my left hand, I used Anna's bra to rub the purple head of my cock with the other. Oh shit, that felt so damn good. The feel of her tight stocking and the smoothness of her sheer bra coupled with the arousal of knowing those were sexy Anna's intimate underwear had me coming almost immediately. I shot my cum into both bra cups, fantasizing that I was coming onto Anna's pert little breasts. Every evening, I would climb back up on the table and get Anna's things out of my hiding place. I used her stockings, panties and bra daily for the remainder of the next couple of weeks that we stayed there. By the time we left, all of them were getting pretty crusty with dried cum. Each time, I always imagined that I was playing with and coming on Anna while she was wearing them. I began to feel guilty about stealing Anna's underwear, and what it would cost her to replace them. I went to the local bank and exchanged some of my US dollars for 1,200 Belgian francs, about $40 at the time. I put that in an envelope, printed her name on it, and put it in the tray at the front desk when no one was looking. Hopefully, Anna got it and realized it was for her to replace the things I took. When we finished the job at the base, I just left Anna's cum-crusted panties, bra and stockings all up there in the ceiling. I've often wondered if some worker found them at a later date, and what he thought about the find. Yes, I did feel bad about stealing Anna's things. But I did pay her back more than their value, I hope. And I don't regret the masturbatory pleasure I got from them. I no longer steal any woman's underwear, because I don't want to chance getting caught with the stolen goods. Today I would also feel guilty, knowing that these clothing items are fairly expensive to replace. But that doesn't prevent me from borrowing them for a while. Before my wife and I got divorced, we had, and still have, a good friend, Mary. She and her family lived next door to us. Later, my wife and I moved several hours away, and we didn't see them all that often. Mary is also divorced. At the time of this story, Mary's daughter, Susan, was 24 years old. She was still living at home, but was in college working on her master's degree. Mary is an attractive lady, kind of sexy sometimes, not really my type, though. Susan, however, is another story. When Susan first went to college at age 19, I began to notice how beautiful and sexy she was. Susan was on the college drill team, and I loved watching her perform. Tight outfits with short skirts, I still get horny thinking about her wearing that outfit. She's a petite girl, about 5 feet 6 inches tall, and she weighs less than 100 pounds. She has legs to die for. A cup-sized titties, and a nice small firm ass. One weekend, on summer break, my wife and I decided to travel to Texas for a 2-week vacation to South Padre Island. We invited Mary and Susan to go with us. Mary couldn't take off from work, but Susan gladly accepted, needing a break from her grad school work. We stayed in a private townhouse that a business associate of mine owned on SPI. It had a nice pool with plenty of areas to get a tan. Susan took advantage of that, laying out in her bikini whenever we weren't doing something else. Whenever the opportunity came up, I got some photos of her. I keep them on a private encrypted folder on my home server. My favorites I took from the second floor balcony, looking over the pool. Susan was in a tiny bikini, laying out by the pool deck, soaking in the sun. The best one is of her laying on her back with her titties up, always covered, damn it, and with her legs slightly spread. Her crotch is open enough to see just the hint of a camel toe. Two of the other photos show Susan laying on her belly, her legs apart, and that cute firm ass barely covered by a little bikini bottom. I've jacked off to those pictures several times. A number of times after that, while my wife and I were still married, Mary and Susan came to visit for a couple of days. We only had one guest bedroom, with a king-size bed. Mom and daughter shared the bed. Every morning, we'd have a light breakfast and then they and my wife would go out shopping. That was always at least a 4-hour event. I used that time to my advantage. The first day, I knew that I would be going into the guest bedroom to look into Susan's and Mary's bags, hoping that I would find something of Susan's. Anticipation got me aroused. In preparation, I grabbed two towels. I spread out one on the living room couch where I would sit and laid the other one beside it. I stripped down to my underwear and laid my clothes near the couch in case I needed to get them back on quickly. I walked into the guest bedroom and looked around. On the floor at one side of the bed was a suitcase with a jumble of clothes laying by it. I saw the dress that Mary had been wearing the day before. Even though I wasn't all that attracted to Mary, I decided to check it out anyway. I paid attention how it was placed and moved Mary's dress to the side. There, on the floor, was a pair of plain white panties. Smooth nylon. Not cotton granny panties, but not skimpy and sexy either. But interesting enough. I picked them up and examined them. A bit of a yellow stain in the gusset area. It was dry, and then I remembered that Mary had showered the night before. They must have laid there all night and dried out. I raised them to my nose for a smell. Nice enough, the aroma was not unpleasant. Kind of musky, and as I took a deeper sniff, my cock got harder. Keeping Mary's panties with me, I walked around to Susan's side of the bed. Nothing laying on the floor. I looked over to the closet and saw a cloth bag laying in there. I carried it over to the bed and looked inside. Damn, no bra or panties. Just the shorts and sweatshirt that Susan was wearing the day before. I returned it and put her suitcase up on the bed. It wasn't zipped, so it was simply a matter of laying the top open. Susan had some neatly folded clothes laying there, with a thin tan bra placed on top. Remembering how her bra was placed, I picked it up. It was thin, light, and smooth. I imagined it covering her perky little A-cup titties. It would be lovely to see her wearing nothing but that little bra and some sexy little thong. But no panties that I could see. Disappointment. I really was wanting to find Susan's panties or maybe even a thong. The clothes in her suitcase obviously hadn't been moved to put anything underneath. Then I looked at the lid of the suitcase. There was a zippered pocket with something bulging it out a bit. I unzipped it and looked inside. It held a clear plastic zippered pouch. I removed it to see a single pair of crumpled up blue satin and lace panties. Eureka! I slowly unzipped the clear pouch, realizing that it would concentrate Susan's aroma. As I sniffed the pouch, I almost felt faint from the blood rushing into my cock. Such a sweet, musky erotic aroma. The smell Susan's pussy. My cock got even harder. I sniffed the contained aroma several more times, then I gently removed Susan's panties from the pouch. They were still moist. I realized that Susan had taken her shower earlier that morning. She must have slept in the panties I was holding and put them in the clear pouch before walking to the bathroom. Dropping Mary's panties on the bed, I held Susan's in both hands as I checked them over. Yes, Susan's for sure. Small in size to fit her little waist and firm ass. Shiny blue satin. I felt the wetness in the double-layered material forming the crotch. It was nice and damp. I lifted it up and sniffed it, letting the aroma get me more aroused. Then I put my tongue on the wet spot. Damn, that tasted so good. Sweet and a little sour mixed together. A bit musky and a bit salty. So erotic. I couldn't wait any longer. I wanted and needed to come so badly. Holding onto Susan's moist panties, I picked up her bra and Mary's white panties and followed my stiff erection back to the living room couch. I removed my underwear, so I was totally naked with my cock standing firmly upright. I sat down on the first towel, leaned back with my legs apart, and took another deep smell of Susan's moist panties. I let out my breath, savoring the moment, as my cock started pulsing with my rapidly beating heart. I began to slide Mary's white panties over my erection as I sniffed Susan's sexy blue ones. Even though I wanted to come so badly, I wanted to prolong my excitement for a while. Laying both sets of panties on the other towel, I picked up Susan's bra. So light and delicate. The cups were so small, just right for her cute little A-cup titties. I smelled it, but it was clean and fresh without any of Susan's scent on it. She hadn't worn it yet on that trip. But I still rubbed it over my face and chest, enjoying the smoothness and imagining how it would feel if Susan's breasts were in them, and she was rubbing them all over me. I laid there for several minutes with my eyes closed, aroused from the sensation of her bra against my skin. It was time for me to complete my session. I laid Susan's bra on the towel and picked up her panties again. Another deep inhale of her sexy pussy aroma almost made my hard cock erupt. I put the damp double layer up to my tongue again and licked. Damn, that tasted and smelled so good. I slipped the waistband of Susan's panties over my head and positioned the crotch over my nose and mouth. I grabbed Mary's panties and wrapped them around my stiff erection and began to stroke. Sniff. Ah. Lick. So good. Stroke. Yes. It was time. I pushed the wet crotch of Susan's panties into my mouth as I stroked my cock faster and faster with Mary's panties. Sucking hard on the crotch of her blue satin panties, savoring her pussy juices, I felt my orgasm approaching. I tossed Mary's panties aside and grabbed the other towel to catch my cum. As my cock pulsed stream after stream of cum into the towel, I kept sucking Susan's pussy juice out of her panties, until I couldn't take it anymore. I laid back for several minutes, letting my breathing return to normal. I kept the towel in place to contain my massive cum load. Gently, I removed Susan's wonderful panties from my head. Standing up, I made sure that I hadn't squirted cum anywhere but the towel, and that none it had gotten onto their panties or Susan's bra. I shook them fairly hard in case some of my pubic hair might have fallen onto them. I got my clothes back on and took everything back to the guest bedroom. Carefully, I put the clothing and suitcases just like I found them. Hopefully no one would be the wiser. Then I took the two towels, one of them very cum-soaked, and tossed them into the washer and started a wash cycle. Remembering the enjoyment that I just had, I sat there thinking. It would be so erotic to see Susan naked. I tried to figure out a way to put a very hidden camera in the guest bathroom, so I could get some photos or video of Susan totally nude. But the risk of discovery was too great, and I never did that. My next experience with Susan's panties happened about a year and a half after the first time. Susan was in her mid-20s. She had just received her master's degree. Then she accepted a job in Washington, D.C. and moved there. At the end of the year over the holidays, she came to our town to visit with us and some of her college friends. That time, her mom Mary wasn't along, so Susan had our guest bedroom and bathroom all to herself. I'd been fantasizing about her since she asked if she could stay a few days with us. I still wish that I could see her nude someday, but I hoped that at least that I would have a chance to find some of her used panties again. I wasn't disappointed when she arrived. She still looked as hot as ever. Still the same weight, as far as I could tell. Still A-cup titties and a tight cute little ass. She had on a nice sexy perfume, too. I loved it. Even my wife commented about it and asked what brand it was. After dinner, we had a pleasant Friday evening drinking wine while visiting and listening to stories about traveling for her job. Like her previous trip, on Saturday morning Susan and my wife went out together to go shopping and then to visit with some other friends. I was in my office on the computer when I heard Susan start the shower. I sat there imagining again what she would look like nude. I kind of wished that I had pursued my idea of a tiny hidden camera in the bathroom. Oh well. In anticipation of what I hoped I would find, I waited at least a half hour after Susan and my wife left, so that I knew that they would be well away from the house. I figured I would have at least 2 hours alone. I walked into our guest bedroom and looked around. There on the bed was a small suitcase with Susan's makeup kit laying on top. I set her makeup kit to the side, unlatched her suitcase and opened it. Like before, I carefully noted how everything was arranged. At first, I didn't see anything obvious, just clean folded clothes. I looked around on the floor and in the closet. Nothing. I was disappointed, thinking I wouldn't find anything to pleasure myself with. Then I remembered that on her previous visit, she had put her used panties in another pouch in the lid of her suitcase. Yes, this suitcase had a zippered compartment too. I carefully unzipped the pocket, and there it was, like before. A clear plastic zippered pouch. Yes. The pouch held more than before this time, both a wadded up pair of red panties and a folded pink bra. It was pretty obvious that these were the ones she was wearing the day before. She must have put on clean stuff after showering that morning. I hoped that her panties would still be moist. Probably she had put her bra in the pack before going to bed. I hoped that she had worn her panties all night and only put them in the bag that morning. I noted how her bra and panties were positioned in the pack. I removed her bra first and zipped the pouch back up. I wanted to keep as much of her pussy aroma in there as possible. Her bra was a light pink. Like before, it was really thin. Thick enough that I couldn't see my fingers through the fabric, but thin enough to let her nipples poke the front of it if she was cold or excited. I checked the size tag. Yep, she was still 32A. Nice. I stood there playing with it, looking at it, and wishing I could see Susan's cute little titties. I lifted it up to my nose and inhaled. It had a faint scent of her body and the perfume she was wearing when she arrived. Laying her bra back on the bed, I unzipped the clear pouch that still held her panties. I pressed my nose to the opening and sniffed. A deep, heady aroma of juicy pussy filled my nostrils. A bit stronger than I remembered from the first, but even sexier somehow. My cock began to grow in my pants. Gently, I removed Susan's panties from the pouch. They were red satin, with little pink hearts sewn onto the waistband. Cut high on the sides, they weren't as skimpy as a thong, but were close to it. I looked at the size tag on the back band. Size XS, extra small. Incredible for a 20-something young lady. I imagined what her tight little ass would look like with those panties embracing it. I looked at the inside. There was a small white cotton gusset sewn into the crotch. It had a pale yellowish stain on it. And yes, when I touched it, the dampness from her pussy was still there. I was right, she had worn them while sleeping and only put them in the pouch that morning. I looked closer and bonus. A couple of Susan's pubic hairs were stuck to it. Almost trembling with anticipation, I lifted it up to my nose and took another deep breath. Yes, the heavenly aroma of Susan's pussy. Instantly, my cock attained full erection. The smell of Susan's lovely pussy juices almost had me coming in my pants. I went back into my living room and put Susan's bra and panties on the couch. I grabbed a towel from my bathroom. I sat on the couch and removed my t-shirt. I unzipped my pants and pulled down my underwear to let my stiff cock get free. I rubbed Susan's bra over my face and chest. The erotic feel of her smooth bra cups and the light perfume smell had my stiff erection throbbing for release. But I wasn't ready to come yet. I brought Susan's red satin panties up to my nose with my right hand. I smelled the heady aroma of her juices. I was so aroused that I was almost coming just from the smells, and my cock began to flow pre-cum. I wiped off the pre-cum with my towel and started rubbing my cock with Susan's thin bra as I continued to take deep sniffs of her panties. I ran the tip of my tongue across the cotton gusset, getting a sample of Susan's pussy juices. The lovely aroma continued to fill my nostrils. I licked harder, getting the gusset and Susan's pussy juices it held wet from my saliva. Her sexy aroma increased from the moisture. Susan's juices tasted slightly salty, slightly bittersweet, musty, and very arousing. As I licked and sniffed, I continued to stroke my cock with her bra. It only took a couple more minutes of that before I felt my orgasm about to hit. I sucked hard on the gusset and Susan's panties. All of the moisture that had soaked into it from my tongue flowed back into my mouth. I got a full taste of the remnants of lovely Susan's pussy juice. My cock started to spurt cum. I quickly dropped her bra so that I wouldn't stain it with cum. I grabbed the towel and managed to catch all of the massive load of cum that shot out of my erect cock. I flopped back on the couch as my orgasm subsided. That had to be one of the most intense orgasms I had in months. It was all from the excitement of doing something kinky and risky, accompanied by the smell of Susan's bra and panties and the taste of her pussy juices that had soaked into the gusset of her panties. I sat there for several minutes to just enjoy my aftercum relaxation. I continued to smell and taste Susan's panties while my hard-on went away. I wanted to have another go at it, but it would have been risky. I didn't know when Susan and my wife might walk back in the door. I zipped my pants back up and put my t-shirt on again. Checking carefully, I made sure that there was no sign of pre-cum, actual cum, or my curly pubic hair on her bra. I went back into the guest room and carefully returned her bra and panties to her bag, putting everything back just the way it had been. I put the cummy towel in the dirty laundry. When I sat back on the couch to watch some TV, I felt something in my mouth. I managed to get it onto my finger. It was one of Susan's pubic hairs that had been stuck to the gusset of her panties. It came off into my mouth when I was licking and sucking on them. An hour or so later, Susan and my wife came in. They were chattering about their shopping and visiting with friends. The downside was that anytime Susan got close to me, the smell of her perfume triggered memories of the aroma and taste of her panties. I would start to get an erection again. I had to casually move away from her so I wouldn't embarrass myself with a noticeable hard-on. That has made me a firm believer in female pheromones and what they can do to a male. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.